Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Asiyeke go Pastor Babsi Shilubani, mfundisi sawubona?
Sawubona sis Bahle, and then good afternoon. It's a Resurrection Sunday and it's a beautiful, the weather is amazing. It's a blessing. It is good afternoon to the finished work of the cross. Nabalele ekhaya ngiyanibingelela ngegama lika Jesu.
Sithi he is risen. Uvukile. Ukuze nathi sizovuka, Pastor Babsi. Actually sivukile, yebo, akasekho lapha ethuneni.
Amen, indeed.
Wow. Okay. So kulentambama usiphatheleni.
You know, the most interesting thing about it is that we never ready or we never have a word. It's always unkulunkulu onelizi because he's like.
Yes.
I'm just a mouthpiece, you know. Oftentimes especially we hold on too long.
Yeah.
We sibambelela too long. And then when we're holding on for too long, we prolong the process.
Mm-hmm.
And the hurting becomes longer as well. And so because we understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu has ordained all of us. Nama twins nje, they've got different fingerprints. All of us have various parts that God has already made a provision. And akumelanga sikomparise ukuthi ubahle une AMG mina nginethatha iphasi yakho. You are where you are supposed to be, exactly where you are. That's where God wants you to be. Sibona izwi lana ku Matthew chapter 28, verse 47. It's a very profound statement. Jesus Christ, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Bible tells us that Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Ngithanda ukukhuluma kakhulu ngithi, if you have never found yourself in a place, uthi God, where are you? Or asking yourself, but God, why me? If you ever find yourself with yours, this is too much. You still have a long way to go with Christ, because if you look in the character of the people that God used in the Bible, they all have a story to tell. Abraham was like, yo, Nkulunkulu, you said you're going to give me nations. I don't even have a child. Everybody has a story. So your story is actually making a way for you to be where God wants you to be. So ungalahli ithemba, ma izinto zingahambi the way ufuna ngakhona. Maybe today you are in pain, you're suffering, you are sick, you are broke, you are alone. Uthibeka ekhaya, there is no one. You are unemployed, or you are even divorced, or the business is going under. It's about time for you to let go. Niti, for the longest time, you've been crying and complaining with the feeling that God has turned his back against you. I want to tell you, Niti, it's about time for you to let go. My message to you, Mlalele Khaya, it is time for you to let go. It's time for you to give up on your efforts and give it to God's divine grace and his plan for your restoration. Jesus Christ is a simple example of us letting go and giving up. Jesus Christ said, it shows us amandla okunikela, like when you say, I'm giving up and I'm letting go. In the same book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 15, the Bible says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud, agonizing voice. He gave up his spirit voluntarily, sovereignly dismissing and releasing his spirit from his body in total submission to his Father's plan. There is power in totally giving up. There is power in totally saying, niphelela lana, niyayekela. The inability for Jesus Christ to die, it meant that it is a failure in God's divine plan. The plan and divine plan of redemption wouldn't be here. Today, ngabe singathi he's risen. Today wouldn't be saying he's alive if Jesus Christ didn't die, if he didn't let go. It is encouraged. So sometimes we are encouraged to put, we must fight, we must pray until something happens. But Jesus Christ had prayed. There was a time he prayed until his sweat looked like blood. Marubegu is cut. So this time around, I have to let go. I have to give up. So sometimes you should not pray. Mlalele Khaya, do not pray to stop things from happening. Daningi sathandaza ukuthi angashoni, sithandaza ukuthi angagoli, sithandaza ukuthi mangangidivorce, sithandaza ukuthi ngingayekeli umsebenzi. when you stop things from happening, what you are doing is that you are indirectly denying yourself to experience the divine power of God. You can confidently say that God is a healer. When you have been sick, it's impossible to say God is a healer if you've never been sick. Mm. For you to call him a provider, it means mele uleke. Mm. For you to see God as a restorer, it means you've been broken and you see him restoring things.
Wow.
For the resurrection, for us to say there's resurrection to be activated, there needs to be death. It's impossible to say what he has been resurrected if there was no death. To say he is on time, it implies Ubuti, there was a time where you were in a tight corner and is catching a circle, and then God came through for you in the last minute. I'm trying to encourage my sister, my brother at home when you're listening, myself too, I'm also encouraged. It is time for you to sign those divorce papers. I know they've been lingering. It's time to do that. Because if you don't sign them, how is God going to restore you if you haven't lost something? It's about time for you to walk away from those godless relationships, those godless business partners. Move away. Because if you don't do that, how is God going to lead you into the ordained partners? It's time. If you are entangled right now, you need to let go so that the ones who are supposed to be with you can locate you. It's time to stop asking, why me, Lord? If not you, then who? Ngiyakhumbula empilweni yami, there was a time where I went through a planting. Bengijabulile, ngihappy, like udla ukudla lokufunako. Everything was going well, and I was thanking God every day. And a season came where I lost things. Ngithi ngiyabheka, I don't even know what I was doing. Everything just crumbled right in front of me. And then I cried, and then the Holy Spirit reminded Ubuti, there's a time for everything. Perhaps you had a chance to laugh. Now it's a time to mourn. Jesus as well, he had the best time following, being followed. Remember, there was a time Babam follower. Everybody was following him, the multitudes. Even Jesus himself was experiencing God's presence, performing signs, miracles, and wonders. At that time of the cross, it was his time to be abandoned by the disciples and everyone that was close to him. So it's important that Mlaleli, the times always change. The seasons come and go. And when it's a season for you to let go, you need to do that, as difficult as it may be. Because if you don't do it, you are pausing, you are stopping, you are disrupting God's divine plan for your life. So as I'm wrapping up, I want to say, Uti, if we're happy right now, like if you're so happy, please enjoy that time of happiness because it's not permanent. And if you are going through serious challenges, endure, because this too shall pass. It's important that when you're happy, you enjoy. And when you're going through challenges, you endure, because uzondlula, it's just a matter of time. A great example is Magune storm. Izola was traveling. As I was traveling, I left, it was dry. And then along the journey, when the storm is seeing, like it was raining. It was so bad, the rain. It was even windy. But I had a choice. It's either I stop or I keep driving. I kept driving. And then after about 15 kilometers, suddenly imvula stopped. If I had waited for the rain to stop, I would have lost time. Not would have only lost time. Then I wouldn't even have been able to experience that rain and then see the dryness on the other side. So don't delay your progress. Don't delay your breakthrough. Don't delay your healing. Don't delay your restoration. Don't delay your turnaround time just because you're holding on into what you have to let go. So with those words, I say, Jesus has risen. He's not on the cross. The grave is empty.
Mm.
If he has risen, God will also resurrect every death situation in your life.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Sure, Pastor Babsi, uthi la umlaleli uthi, oh my sister, thank you for this word of encouragement. Uthi today when Jesus rise this morning, I rise. I was sick and going through the most painful separation with baby daddy. Uthi, I thank God who took my sins away and gave me a new life. Wow.
Amen. 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 And my sister, wherever you are, is giving you a new life. Oh, baby daddy, oh,
yeah.
I like what you said, baby daddy. God is preparing your husband.
Yes. Not a baby.
So we're not
going to
be talking about baby daddy. No,
yeah.
God is preparing your husband. Immediately you remove yourself, your husband is now able to locate you because you're no longer entangled with someone who's not meant for your destiny.
Mm-hmm. And uyazi ngithanda la esho khona ukuthi lapho evuka uKristu naye uye wavuka ngoba uthi ube egula. Yo, and aguliswa yini yilokho ukuthi ke usemshiyile ubaby daddy. So ngempela uKristu bazalwane ukuze avuke kuningi azokwenza ezimpilweni zethu. Uyasho la Pastor Babsi ukuthi isikhathi to let go, isikhathi sokuthi uyeke uku always wena ufuna ukusebenzisa ama efforts wakho ukuthi ufinyelele entweni thizeni. Sikhohlwa ukuthi uKristu wenze konke. Thina okumele sikwenze manje ukuthi sihambe ezinyathelweni zakhe. Ushiyile ama footprints uKristu ukuthi hamba ngalendlela, thina nje asinyatheleni phezukwawo bazalwane. Umunyathela phezukwa lama footprints kaKristu uthola ubuhlakani, ya iwisdom, and uyafundiseka. Kuningi nje okuthi yes siyakuzuza uma sihamba ngendlela le uKristu ashiyele yona. Yo Pastor Babsi, thank you so much for a word of encouragement. Okhali Mambo nayo uyasho laphayana uthi uyabonga kakhulu ngezwi elinamandla, uphinde abonga nalaphayana ku Pastor Sean Sithari. Utholakala kanjani uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Ngingekho emoyeni, people can find me www.babsishilubani.com. kune number yami lapho, kune ne email address yami ne WhatsApp number, or kuma socials ngo Babsishilubani in all the social networks. You can find me there and I'm reachable, and I do coaching, I do relationship coaching as well, youth mentorship, and ngiyashadisa. If ufuna ukusayina bese kuthi sishadise nje,
you
can call me. And then I will officiate your marriage as well.
Amen and amen. Oh, the late Pastor Nezimo uthi singabanqobi ngoba uKristu wethu naye wanqoba uthi we are victorious. Thank you so much, Pastor Babsi.
Amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.